Hello fam, and welcome to another episode of the Barman's Barbecue, where we slay sacred cows, roast them, and serve them as they're hot.
Hello there.
Hello, it's Barman here. Robin, do you have a nickname growing up?
Just Posh, that's what I meant. Posh, And then I had my own calling, I said they called him that. Oh no, no, I had it school now. I'm not going to tell that right.
Say it.
It's not a friendly name. Okay. That's not a nickname. That's a somebody. Yeah, oh yeah, please.
Alright, I'm the bomber. That's bad, the Bama. Let's see again, money.
Is that what they call you? Oh, is that what you mean? I thought it was the, like, bar. So that is the bar.
You drunk at
them. No, that's drunk at drink for people now.
Yeah, all good. Yeah, this is what that's supposed to be
called. Wait, like this? Bama. That was the stuff they call you.
Yeah, some of my classmates do.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder if you can answer. I don't know.
I
so, yeah, of course, some of them say, ah, Bama, now, Bama.
Yeah, I don't think
you're
always specific. Maybe you just give calls to Bama.
Okay, so, what up, ladies and gentlemen?
Gentlemen.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about the takeover. The takeover. So first, Mirabella, to the best of your ability, what's the takeover?
It's when, in the context of religion, when people feel like we should take over the world and preach the gospel, and everybody should, we should keep up and see everybody's...
Yeah.
Or basically, people of a particular region take up leadership position in certain places.
Do you have any biblical basis for takeover?
They say they're going to the world and preach the gospel, or something like that.
Yeah, I believe. I think it's the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the glory of God, even as water has covered the sea.
Yes, that one too.
Yeah, so.
I was never a big fan of evangelism because it didn't make sense to me. Plus, maybe the people call it shyness. I say I'm shy. That's really fear. The fear that doesn't want to. I don't think it's weird. I don't want to meet somebody that probably has heard of this before and probably has what they are doing in their life and trying to compare. It's like marketing. It's work.
Yeah, I feel like the difficulty in evangelism is that, and in marketing too, like I said the other day, it's a product. If you don't believe the product, selling it will be difficult. You feel like
I probably believed it, but I just felt like.
No, I don't think you. Like.
No, I believe it, but I don't believe it. I didn't believe it was something I had to disturb what other people are about. I feel like, it's just like, nah, I really don't go and say, come and do this. Except people just sit and be like, what are you doing? I feel like if they see it and they say, they used to be like, there are two ways to evangelize, either by what or by a lifestyle. I used to prefer the lifestyle one, because it'd be so good.
Yeah,
they can sit and be like, oh, I'm interested.
Yeah.
If they're not interested, they're not interested in nothing.
Maybe takeover is also what the missionaries had in mind.
No, maybe it's what
it's but I don't think they had for so some of them they came to take over the farmlands.
It's take over now. They're not selling religion. None of them are they take over now.
Nah,
I know I used to be in a community where Netflix released a film and they didn't like it and came to they're like, we're going to take over. We'll go there and take over and bite over. I just thought it was bad. Yeah. Like you don't want to come build your own. You want to come and take somebody's own because they did something you do not like.
Yeah, even me too. I must confess. Let me repent. Let me confess my sins. I remember, you know, sometimes you go to a particular bar and let's say the bouncer did not treat you nice.
Take
over, please. Don't worry, I'll come back, buy this and just sack you.
Okay, no.
Yeah, so take over.
And I feel like it was very bad because it's not like. Also, another thing about evangelism I like is that it's not like you really care about the people. You just want them to go to your church. Because sometimes I'm like, will you remember this person tomorrow?
But, so for me, though, but I believe that a lot of people feel like they are helping people in the evangelistic. It's not about them coming to church. I feel like it's some people who are directly involved in, let's say, the church finances and all. They are the people who may... if someone is really greedy or selfish, those are the people who might really care about the numbers. Like when I'm just speaking for myself, then
from
when
I was
doing what?
Because they are pushing for
professional. I'm a business, but for me, like when I was in school campus fellowship, then when I invited people, it's not so much. I mean, if you so I'll be like, man, if you like any church you like. So okay, before, like, there's this stuff they call catch them young in Nigerian universities. Yeah. So once you come, like, when freshers come into the university, you know, so the older students will now do catch them young to basically help them acclimatize into the school environment. So I remember being a part of a number of catch them young campaigns. You see, like, we'll try different creative ways with them, set up business centers, help them photocopy, you know, give them instructions on how they should go about, where to stay, help them with accommodation and everything. So sometimes you're all nice to people, let's say you're all nice. Then the next thing, you're not like, okay, so I attend this, I'd like you to come to my fellowship. The person would be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm already attending this fellowship.
The way you go, just someone that used to meet before, no, like,
so,
nothing come out.
After I got that experience, I'm not like, oh, no more. From middle, I meet you, the first thing, I'll say that, hey, hi, my name is Tumemo. I am, let's say, a 200 level, this student, and I would like you to attend fellowship with me.
Do you get, but do you see how very selfish that
is? I'm still going to help you. Whether you choose to come to fellowship with me, but I'm just putting my intentions out there because of honesty. That's why I left my comfort from the house to
school. But it's still selfish too.
No, I feel like it's being intentional. It's just like, let's say you want to date a girl.
But there's still this sense of, I left, if not for this, I'm not there here.
Let's say you see a girl now, right, you like.
Eh?
So someone will be beating around the bush, too long, then not like, you're like a brother to me. You know,
but that one is different. I feel like you're just walking and you met a girl. And this one, you do it over and over. And how many, except the humanizer, how many guests you want to like,
So, but my this thing is like.
Yeah, but make intentions. You know that if you person say, okay, I'll follow to a fellowship, the energy is not the same with the energy.
No, actually. So, for me, a lot of. I still have friends and contacts that I met at Kajemio. I'm telling you, like.
The end justifies the means.
No.
There are a lot of cool things that come out from takeover. But that is not how. And I think another thing I hate about takeover is because you now feel like whatever those people are doing out there, it's not important as what is happening inside here.
Yeah.
Like those days, I know in churches, those days, they'll now remix circular song and be like, you want to show them that what is outside here is inside here. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, okay, so.
Because if what is outside here is inside here, then why are you disturbing me? I left to come inside here.
What will a Christian Nigeria look like? So if, let's say, the takeover has been fully actualized, right, what would that world
it would be like? Saudi Arabia, but Christian doctrines.
Mm.
And now, basically.
Yeah. It's like Saudi Arabia, but with tongues.
And no hijab.
No hijab, maybe tongues. It'll be interesting though. What else?
It'll look like Gilead from The Handmaid's Tale. That's just it.
Okay, I've not watched The Handmaid's Tale. I'm gonna watch it.
They see on Saturday, all of them the same thing. I feel like
it's gonna be hard to achieve like in Nigeria. Maybe like America.
No. America is Libra. So
America, they pride themselves that they're a Christian nation, you know.
But they didn't choose what they meant other Christian nations.
So because of like the with the number of like the differences in doctrines
you and get all that things, let's say so how doctrines are different. How is it going to work? In the beginning they may have, you know how human nature is. Even they have one good, but after that one good, then that starts here those small pretty. Talk over here or not talk over here. Submission is for the old one, no, it's for all men. See, the other chop.
People become this. It will not be like a Vatican City or the Pope.
Yeah.
And people will now, the Protestants or the Reformation will now occur again. And they'll now be. So I feel like.
Okay, when we're all Christians, then not be like deeper life trying to win CCI over. Okay, we're not meant to mention them, but you understand, like, denominations, you are also finished. That's all remaining. Now we're so inside the winning so.
Or that now like the deeper mysteries.
Yes, okay, now be level by level. People will know God, but I don't like no God like that.
There
will
be another level of categorizations and all those things. So, but yeah, it's going to be like, so I'm just imagining because of like a lot of people like the takeover mandate. So, if it now actually works, so we'll say Christian movies.
God. God, I beg. I'll just stop watching film.
Please don't help.
They'll probably ban other movies.
Yeah, they'll not. Yeah, they'll not allow any movie that it's no
Netflix. Safe. It's, yeah. You know where you have iFlix. It's only be there. I'll be Christian Flix. They want Christian Flix something. Yeah. I'll be iFlix. Oh God, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I shudder to think of it.
but yeah, I feel like it's let's say it's a bit absurd that it can happen. But if it happens, I feel like maybe God himself will be the one to scatter it.
I don't think it's happened because I've never seen this society. Okay, it might happen, but there will still be people who will be like, no.
No, yeah, but if it happens, right, it will be like that for maybe a year or two. Let's say they have let's say throughout the reign of that brilliant, charismatic leader.
But for some of this to happen, like, some people will go to prison.
Yeah, of course. Now there'll be a level of injustice. I mean, so the LGBT people, if it's the highly conservative evangelical branch of Nigerian Christianity that clinches power, so you see, like maybe the inhumane treatment that maybe the LGBTQ community, so in them, of course, there'll be lots of support within Nigeria that like, yes,
yeah,
you know,
no divorce, so you stay that,
yeah, no divorce. Maybe tithe will now be legislated. Tithe will be legislated,
but I feel like it's just horrible because I feel like you've been content, like social justice, all those things will not be concerned them. Like yesterday, I was the keke, one mom was giving me Christian, she not even beat me. I greeted her when I entered that keke, she not even said my papa. Later, I felt someone touching me, I was like, what's this? I think it was Christian Murals. I used to be that when I was in here, but I don't care. And I'm tired of having hard copy of books.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, she's like, take it, it's free of charge. Is it by force? I said, I don't want. And I said, I don't want.
Mm.
So, no, for that kind of person, when I greeted you, I said, my greeting, you know, you don't say my papa, now you're giving me, I should come and take your murals by force. Mm. And you didn't even think of the fact that. You people, I wanted to ask, don't they have e-copy? Because I'm not doing hard copy anymore, because I'm saving the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they don't think of things like saving the environment, no concern them.
Because
I have so many in the house from my teenagers that I would throw them in.
To get suya.
Yeah.
Or do papier mâché.
Paper mâché. What do people use that for apart from at work?
It's very cool.
So basically, I don't like how those evangelists, they don't allow them to evangelize to you. So it's your own message that is good, of course.
Yeah. So I think the issue, with the takeover is that when you eventually take over, you will now be the next object for the underdogs to take over. The underdogs will now be praying to God to take over from you.
I feel my problem with this is that I abuse people as statistics and not as people.
Mm-hmm.
For me. Like some churches actually have targets.
For me, I feel like maybe there is no need to. I mean, true takeover starts with God conquering your heart.
I mean, there's no takeover. I just want to show people love and rest.
Yeah, I mean, like if you truly. And I think when Dr. Owen, the book I'm reading now, The Prophet by Abraham Joshua Heschel, I was like, so to many of the prophets, and I've heard Dr. Owen say it. How you treat your neighbor is how you treat the cosmos. So you to see? Make a cosmic impact,
mm-hmm.
is to do right by your neighbor.
But it's true. Now, just one person, that one person that you're writing.
That's
you
just...
You can't be nice to your neighbor. Who do you want to come up in? You get.
So, but then, for that to happen, I feel like... So the true takeover actually happens when Jesus makes his way into our hearts.
But yeah, in fact, there's no true takeover.
No, what I'm saying is that... Like,
worldwide takeover is it? Worldwide takeover. Now, nobody's... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's between the Christian faith, like love conquering your heart or whatever. Not the takeover that doesn't really listen to other people and want to lord their thoughts.
Yeah, so I feel like there is that selfish or diabolical takeover that stops Jesus from going to the cross to die. So let's look at it this way. So first, the temptation of Jesus, and the devil says that if you just bow down and worship me, I will give you the kingdoms of this world as shortcuts to take over. Right? If Jesus succumbs to that, would he not have taken over? I don't know if you get. Or Jesus said,
if you have done the word, you will have to tell them, this is what you must do, it. Take it from the devil. The end justifies the means.
When Peter, Jesus said that he was going to die because Peter said, don't die. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So the satanic mindset is that mindset that prevents you from, that keeps you from laying down your life.
So take over. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not sure that many times.
So the devil wanted to stop Jesus from doing what he wanted to do by giving him takeover.
Yeah.
So somehow takeover prevents.
Yeah, so sometimes when, and Jesus yielding to the voice of the devil is denying that all power already belongs to God.
Mm, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, so if Jesus...
So are you saying take over the means that Father, power belongs to God?
Yeah, so I think in a previous recording, I tried to explain that the context in which John wrote the book of Revelation was that the Christians, which were a minority at the time, they were under the oppression of the Jews, who were under the oppression of the Romans. So they were like third-class citizens. So the Romans and the Jews will sit in the Colosseum watching the Christians. I don't know if that theme is seen in Domina you're watching.
No, this one is Jesus. It's not the mirror. This is what happens in their house. It's not like...
Okay, yeah. So in the Colosseum, yeah. So they will have the gladiators.
Yeah. Or sometimes they just set lines on them.
Those are the Galatians, the god. Yeah, so they maybe fight and so they kill people for sport.
Mm.
But you see, the Christians... those are the people John was writing to, that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. So even in the midst of Roman oppression and Jewish religious power, Jesus was still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So I'm saying that it's absurd to anyone who wants to take over, right? Maybe might have forgotten that Jesus already has everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even despite Nero's reign, or the high priest's tenure, Jesus is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
I feel like some people can take over from this perspective, like grace people. They're like, okay, Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
But it's not showing.
Yeah, we must enforce it to materialize, to manifest.
So, but I feel like, I feel like it is inevitable for the reign of Christ to be visible in time. Right, but it does not the way of the takeover is not the way of military might.
Okay, no, my own question is, so what is the aim of their takeover? What does the reign of Christ look like for them?
No. So the reign of Christ looks like Jesus dying on the cross.
But
for many people, for many of us, right, we want to use the power of Jesus' death. Maybe prayer, fasting, tongues, spiritual power to change people's minds.
No, you're not getting it. What I'm saying is, like, for someone like me, the world where Christ rules, people will be kinder to each other, people will love each other, people will mend for each other. But for, like, Christian, I want to know what it means. Because for them, they feel like even if all these things happen, there's no Jesus, there's good and there's bad good.
Okay.
Like, it's good, but not fully good. Because there's no Jesus. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, you're saying one, very good, and you're just... That's how I used to say, Sha. So I'm like, to them, what does Jesus taking over mean for them? It just means that people should be going to church or something like that, or be Christian. Everybody should be a Christian.
Yeah, I mean, everyone should confess Jesus as Lord and personal Savior. And the statistics of 7 billion people in the world are all believers.
Then. Which doesn't make sense. Then it dishonors the dynamism of human soul because you're now making everybody to find their way. Okay. So there's this thing to say, okay, Jesus is the way to God, and the way to Jesus is only through the church. That's what people would like to see.
Okay.
You get? So you have made it, you have streamlined everything, so God cannot reach anybody again except it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we grossly underestimate Jesus.
You get?
Yeah, we underestimate Jesus.
Right? And then you feel like everything happening is for your own good, like they invented TV. So that it's just really self-centric.
Yeah, so for me, I feel like the takeover is an inevitability that regardless... who is the physical, regardless of the political power, right? The kingdom of God, which is a kingdom of a kingdom for the oppressed and the neglected in society, Yeah, so that kingdom, regardless of who sits on the throne, that kingdom will rise and the oppressed will fall. But when the oppressed now becomes the oppressor, the oppressed will still fall.
So virtually, I'm just telling you, in a virtual circle.
Yeah, so it's for us to constantly take that, you say, do not forget your baptism. Yeah, as long as we keep our baptism, which is a reminder of our death, burial, and resurrection, which is Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, of we constantly lay down our lives for others, basically bearing the shame and scorn of the oppressed in our society. So a society that always looks out for the other, right, is that is what I believe the kingdom of God looks like. But if we have a society that only looks out for ourselves and willing for others to die so that we will live, that new society we've created is still bound to fall like every other empire.
I like that you said this, thank you. Yeah. Because Christians do this thing wrong. Well, I've heard Christians say what God is doing is different than what the world is doing, not concern God, because what God is doing is different. Which is very weird for me, because there's no God and Christianity without people. So if God is not where the people are at, I don't know.
So if the Christian nation, in quote, choose to act in a way that is not Christian by maybe abusing women, not taking care of children, they will still collect, like the
collect with him, please.
No, they will still collect with water. The kingdom, let's say the kingdom of God is an equal opportunities offender. So everybody will collect equally. So whether it's in the name of Jesus or not in the name of Jesus. So if you don't care for the oppressed and the marginalized in society, so you may look like you are something prosperous and beautiful now, but give your empire time.
Mm-hmm.
In a few years' time, it will gather dust like every other empire before it.
Yeah, I see. Takeover is a way that we don't breathe out.
Exactly. Yeah. So the takeover mandate can be a dream whereby we just live perpetually without living our lives for others.
Yes.
Mm.
So moral of this story on this podcast is that you should go and show love to the most.
Yeah. So true takeover is
takeover with love.
Yeah. Jesus said that if a grain of wheat. If a grain of wheat does not fall down and die,
mm-hmm.
it abides alone. But if it falls down and dies, it bears much fruit. Something like that.
Yes.
So if we choose not to lay down our lives, we are not taking any over.
But I don't think you even need to take over.
Yeah.
I have a problem with taking that phrase.
Yes. Yeah. So you to take over means that you don't even have what it is you are taking over. I don't even understand.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if I want to take over something, it means that I am not the owner of that thing.
And even if you don't, you're not the owner, why don't you take over something that is somebody
else? I guess it's covetousness. You are not free.
Do you get it? You don't have to go and create your office, because you can't take somebody's something that somebody sweat and worked on God to get there. Because you remember those days they used to remix that scripture that when the Bible said that you take the wealth of darkness and give to you, which meant something else. And then that's what that is. We care people.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't give and give to we care people. They don't they have working. We care people don't go to you get. So I just feel like, So moral of the story is what? Lay down your life for that
problem. Yeah, and remember that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Yes.
And that God is not interested in a state where everybody speaks one language. Otherwise, they are building the Tower of Babel and it's going to scatter it here.
Mm-hmm.
God celebrates diversity with all our unique expressions.
Mm.
Right, so...
I also believe that contrary to their beliefs, there's no space where God does not exist.
Yes, the only place you'll find, the only time you find, the only place you find God in a box. And someone said you'll never find God in a box.
Except,
God
wants to be with you. Say it now.
The only time you find God in a box is because of He wants to be where you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, say that again. The only time you find God in the box is because of He wants to be where you are.
Cool, it's sign up.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Barman's Barbecue. We hope we're able to provide some answers while raising more questions. It was a pleasure sharing this roasted lamb with you. Remember to rate this podcast, subscribe, and invite your friends to this feast. We love you!